one of the problems that other markets have found, like India, where they've had, you know, very rapid growth in the IT market, is just supplying the raw talent into the sector. What is the, mm-hmm. the Brazilian government and Brascom, what are you doing to ensure that there will be a future supply of engineers and IT talent?
That is a good question that goes up again beyond IT, because the same thing is true, for instance, for engineers. For a moment in time, though, at least in Brazil, you see a decline of enrollments for technical professions. At one point, the young became fascinated by things like financial services or marketing or communication, etc., internet, and so on and so forth. So there is no other way but to try to explain to the generation of students the importance and the opportunities in the future. And in that regard, there is no other formula. We have to organize, and we are doing that, with universities, with governments, you know, a program to talk about the future of the industry and the fantastic opportunities that it presents, and make and hopefully have these people going through the careers of IT. We in Brascom, we do that around the clock. I mean, myself, for instance, but it's not only myself, because I can't do that alone, but whenever we have an opportunity, we are lecturing, explaining, talking to professors, to directors, deans, government officials in charge of education. Next week, for instance, I'm making a presentation together with the Minister of Education and the U.S. Ambassador in the American Chamber of Commerce here in São Paulo, talking about the need for the English language in conducting business in IT. So there is a program in place, and it's not only Brascom that is doing that. There are other agencies of the government doing the same.